It is time for us to check sports, and that means we have to bring in none other than Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this beautiful Friday morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, it's here. The weekend has arrived finally. It doesn't seem like it's been about a year since the last football game was played.
It does seem a long time since the last football game's played, but other than that, time is flying.
Yeah. All right. So, are you surprised at the line on the game?
No.
All right, Kansas City is the pick.
Yeah, but it's a 1-point pick. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It opened up a point, went up to a point. First, it opened up a pick 'em, went up to a point and a half. Now it's back down to a point.
I'm taking the 49ers.
I'm taking them too. Yeah. Mahomes is probably a better quarterback than Garoppolo. But I think the 49ers are a much better team than the Chiefs. Their defense is better. Their defense is faster. They have three running backs they can throw at you, not one. Mostert's going to be back for this game. They have a tight end to match the tight end of Kansas City. Kansas City really doesn't have many wide outs. The 49ers' offense is more diversified. Kansas City needs Mahomes to perform to win. I just think the 49ers are a better team, and I think they'll win by probably a touchdown.
You know, Mahomes could have been a baseball player as well. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I know. He's kind of like Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But the 49er defense is probably the best defense they're going to play all year. They have a lot of speed to match Mahomes' speed. They have speed on the line. They have speed on the linebacker corps, and they have good corners. So their defense, I think, is going to shut Kansas City down. Totally? No, but enough to win the game.
All right, so that's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
All right.
That's over.
All right. What else? What else is up?
Got some racing for the weekend.
Well, why don't we go to the racing?
All right. Going down the Gulfstream this week. I almost said Calder, but not Calder. It's a preview for a 3-year-old stake for the prep for the Kentucky Derby with another stake. The ninth race tomorrow is a 7-furlong swale. They finally got it back to 7 furlongs down there. This was like the first prep for 3-year-olds. Gulfstream used to have a big 3-year-old program with the swale and the hutch, and all of these races progressed into longer distances, culminating with the Florida Derby. Now they have the races, and they have two of them on the same day. So I don't know what the value of having a 7-furlong race as the swale and then having the Holy Bull going 1/16 is going to do for 3-year-olds' progression, but a lot of stuff Gulfstream does doesn't make sense. This has 8 horses into the race. Like I said, 7 furlongs, 1 turn. 3 horses I'm looking at. Starting down at the rail, the 1, Mischievous Alex, is coming off the big 2-year-old race for Colts down at Parks. This horse won the race going 7 furlongs by almost 10 lengths on the front end with blinkers for the first time. I think this horse is going to use his position from the rail and try to go from there. The 2-horse, Untitled, another horse, has some speed. Won a maiden special weight down at Gulfstream Park just around Christmas time and won by 11. So these 2 horses are going to go at it with each other from the rail, and I think it could soften it up for the 6-horse, Necker Island. This horse has run from 7 furlongs to a mile. First time out at Saratoga, ran a nice third, then came back from that to win at Churchill Downs, and then win again at Churchill Downs. I think the experience for this horse is going to be key, with the 1 and the 2 going at it from the inside, and I think Necker Island gets the job done at a 6-1 morning line. So I'm going to take the 6 to win and a 1-2-6 exacta box in the 9th. The 10th race is the Dania Beach. They have 11 going here with an also eligible. 1 horse trying to turf for the first time is the 2-horse South Bend. This horse has closing movement on his race patterns. Has a nice turf work January 15th at Palm Meadows. So he did show a little bit of an affinity for the track. Leperoux picks up the mount. Leperoux's been riding very well down at Gulfstream, so I'm going to use South Bend in my number. To the outside, the 10-horse Get Smoking. This horse had some speed for Tommy Bush, had a bit of a layoff from October to January, came back in the Kitten's Joy, a grade three going 7.5, down to Gulfstream Park, led every step of the way to the end, got beat a quarter of a length at 11-1. So those are the 2 and 10 horses, but my top pick's going to be the 6. Mayam Manoy, I think I'm saying it right, trained by Danny Gargan, who's having a real nice meet, winning just under 40% down at Gulfstream. This horse won last time out at Aqueduct in early December, 1/4 from off the pace, breaking its maiden. Has 2 nice wins down at Palm Meadows for this race, and I think this horse sits just off the pace and gets the job done. The wild card, South Bend. If South Bend takes to the turf, it could be all over. But, you know, he hasn't, so don't take too short a price. If he's anywhere north of his morning line of 6-1, I think South Bend is a good bet in this race. With that being said, the 2-10-6 is my exacta box. And right now, the 6 is my win bet. But like I said, if South Bend has nice odds, I'm going to jump to him on the win. And then the top race of the day is the Grade 3 Holy Bull. 3-year-olds are going 1/16 here. There's 7 of them lining up. We had the big winner in this race last year with Harvey Wallbanger, paid over $60. So let's see what we can do here. I think there's a fair amount of speed in here that's going to set it up for a closer. The 3-5 morning line favorite with Tiz Law, trained by Barkley Tagg. I just don't see this horse at 3-5. His buyers are higher than everybody else's, but you got a lot of lightly raced 3-year-olds here for the most part, so there's a lot of room to improve. Same for Tiz the Law, but at just that short a price, it's not for me. One horse that could improve is the 6 Restless Dancer, albeit a Louisiana bred. You'll see what this horse is made of in this race. Has 2-3 nice works coming into the race. Jose Ortiz picks up the mount, and this horse can make some noise at 8-1. But my top pick, again, looking for a nice price in here, is going to be the 7, Mayberry Deputy, trained by Kenny McPeak, who trained Harvey Wallbanger last year. This horse is coming in on a nice work. Out of 103 horses, he has the 6th best work, has the same type of style that Harvey Wallbanger had to come off the pace. Like I said, I'm not looking for a horse to win the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. I'm looking for a horse to win the Holy Bull. And I think at the price, Mayberry Deputy is a nice play in this race at 15-1. So 7, Mayberry Deputy is going to be my top pick, and I'm going to use the 6, Relentless Dancer, and the favorite, Tiz the Law, underneath in my exactas. So a pretty nice day of racing tomorrow at Gulfstream. Don't know what the weather is, but 2 of the 3 races are on the dirt, so it won't be affected if it does rain.
All right, and to wrap up sports this morning, a woman by the name of Joanne DeVriese passed away last Sunday in East Moline, Illinois. And her obituary concludes like this. Donations in Joanne's memory can be directed towards the impoverished Ricketts family of Chicago, Illinois, for purposes of assembling a near major league caliber bullpen, or to be distributed per family wishes. A 97-year-old Cubs fan.
Hey, real quick before we go, do you see what Pete Rose said about the cheating?
No.
He says they don't really want to know what goes on with all the teams.
Oh, no, no. And
but I guess people would just take that as sour grapes because he's not in the Hall of Fame. They won't take it as the truth being spoken.
I think he has more sour grapes as to the way he was convicted of his crime, might I say. Yes, he's not in the Hall of Fame as Pete Rose. Of course, his picture's in the Hall of Fame, along with the Cincinnati Reds and stuff like that. But I think he's got a reason because of the way he's been treated. I mean, he's been treated, when you take a look back now at what's going on in baseball, they should have reevaluated his status. There's no doubt about it. I mean, what he did was wrong, don't get me wrong, but it was no more wrong than cheating in baseball with steroids. I mean, you could go down a list of things that were just as wrong as that, and people are in the Hall of Fame. So,
and I stand by the fact that he didn't bet against his team or anything that he was involved with. Did he have extra information? Sure, but nowadays everybody has that extra information.
Yeah. So,
somebody just has it out for him.
That's it. Well, Mike, enjoy the weekend, and we'll check with you on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I got a couple bananas on the 49ers since November at 7-1, so we'll see how that pans out. Maybe I can be able to afford to buy a tank of gas this weekend.
All right. Well, I hope you win and you can make some banana splits.
There we go. With a little bit of chocolate.
That's it. All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.